Okay. Davzayim and Aleph. Near the bottom, Amar Yehuda, Habodek Tzarech She Yivarech. Right, that we spent some time discussing. But now we're up to the next question, which is, my Mivarech, Rav Papi Amar Mishpei Derava Levarech Hametz, Rav Papi Amar Mishpei Derava Albir Hametz. Right, this is, we're eventually going to start the sugya of all brachos, all birchos mitzvah. Do we say them lit, or do we say them with the lashon of al? What is this based on? At least at first, bilavar kuliyam lo pligi devayla b'mashma. Livar means what I'm going to do in the future, right? We all know we make the bracha before we do b'digas hametz, so livar is appropriate to mean I'm going to be mivar the hametz. Ki pligi ba'al b'yor marsaver me kar mashma marsaver leha b'mashma. The machlokis is about al b'yor. One man number holds that. Which comes first, me kar. Albir, Rav Papa holds Albir Rav Papi holds Albir is Meikara. Albir means Amun, I already did, so you can't say it. Rav Papa holds it's Laba. It's also what I'm about to do. Okay, so it seems to be from Shana this Gemara that Livar definitely means what I'm going to do in the future, and Albir is a Machlokis, which there'll be a whole sukkah about. First, Tosus brings in a side point here. Belivar kuliyam lopli labamashva mikano yamatzrich. That's a Tosofer in Tosos. It is not the Rashba. I mean, the Rashba Shantz. It is the Rashbam. Because in every other Tosos, in every other region of the world, it's always the Rashbam. Here, the Rashbam made a chiddush. It seems from the Bali Tosos like the Rashbam's chiddush was against the minhag Ashkenaz in his days. The Rashbam's chiddush is levarich lifnei amila lehachniso. Right, you have to make the bracha. The fathers make the bracha. We all know there's three brachos in a. Well, there's three brachos mentioned in Gemara about Pras Mila besides Shechiyana, which may or may not exist depending on your minhag. The Mol says Al Hamila, which will be discussed on other days. The father says Achnisa Bishul Avraham Avinu, and then the Mevarech says at the end Asher Kedashi did me beten, etc., etc., etc. Baruch Hashem Koreis Habris. Okay, so the bracha of Lehachniso is a lamed belivar. Everyone agrees Labamash, which means what you're about to do. So from here is one of the two reasons why the Rashbam says the fathers make lachniso before the bris mila dila akra mila yeshaker b'vrchaso the lachniso la ba machma. Because afterwards it's sheker because lachniso means that I'm about to do and he already did it. And also because the Gemara the Dazayin of days towards the middle says the Amr of Yehuda over La'asiyasa. Okay, we'll deal with that at greater length. All mitzvahs, you have to make the bracha over La'asiyasa. At least from the Tosfos. It seems to be from the Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos that the way he did it was that he had the father say lachniso before the mo'el said al-hamila. Now the mo'el's al-hamila was still right next to the cutting. He had the father say lachniso first. Okay. V'lo nir l'arinu tam d'meperek Rabbi Eliezer d'mila tam yahamol omer kodesh asher k'sham sosvenu al-hamila hab yabin omer lachniso masul acher amilu makomo. Sounds like the mo'el made the bracha and then cut, and then the father said. And then Tosus all in other places also brings a second raya. The other version of Tosfos brings a second raya as to why Rabbi Tam thought the second raya is because then everyone would answer to shame the nichlas the brisket and kind of throw the chum lysatol. It sounds like they would answer right after the father made the bracha, and since they would answer afterwards, shenichnas the father's bracha was also afterwards. Okay, these aren't absolute proofs. That's why there's two opinions. But anyway, the question is, how does Rabbi Tam get out of Rashbam's two kashas? So. He says, the afagav did lachniso mashma lahabalo kasha dulal zosanasa achshav mevarech el mishabek mona kosh bachus zivano alamilo shatavo le yado. He's not really talking about this bris mila. He's talking about bris milah in general. Hashem is mekadosh us mitzvosav and was mitzava us that we should always do bris milahs in the future. There's going to be many, many mirtz Hashem, you know, hundreds of things. And therefore, it's not a problem of lehachmi. So, but it's not really on this bris milah. Okay, but why do you have to say it here? Meaning, all birsa mitzvah, you say a bracha on this mitzvah that you're doing now. You don't say a bracha on the fact that we'll do this mitzvah many, many times in the future. So the answer is there's a special reason. Okay, says Rabbeinu Tam. The reason, basically, this is an unnecessary bracha on the future that's really referring to all the milas in the future. So why do we say unnecessary bracha, referring to things that we don't normally need to say a bracha about? It's really just for a pretty technical reason. Because it's very important to do bris milah l'shma, and other people do bris milah for other reasons, like morna, to remove a parasite that's in the orla, or even more diabolically, for hargrizim, or even worse, for avodah zarah. Then we say, lachnisa b'rishol avavina, that we're doing it to enter a bris with Hashem, just to show that we're doing it l'shma. Ve'ein tzarech l'varech over l'asiyazol, makar sh'osa mitzvah mevarech, and we don't have to do it over lasiyaso, only when the person doing the mitzvah makes the bracha, he does it over lasiyaso. When someone else does makes the bracha, he can do it afterwards. The teida, you have to open birkas erusin, not our minhag. Our minhag, we go to chasna. The rabbi makes birkas erusin beforehand. But in the days of Ali Tosos, the rabbi said birkas erusin afterwards. Why? Because if someone else does the bracha, you can do it afterwards. Okay, this brings up the question of what exactly did Rabbeinu Tam mean, and what's the nature of this bracha of lachniso b'riso shel Avram Avinu? It's funny already in the first place, right? The funny thing about this bracha lachniso b'riso shel Avram Avinu at a fundamental level is not the Rashbam's technical kashas, which if you're going to go with the old minhag Ashkenaz to do it before, to do it afterwards. And apparently Gohonu also we have to do it afterwards. Then what about the Lashon of Lit, and what about the rule of Orla Siyasan, is really the question of Rabbeinu Simcha, this quote in the Hagos, Maimonios, who asks, Chayn Das Rabbeinu Simcha wrote, Aval lo yodanu mativa shal brach zulach nisav, chilos aglim ashtishlucha mol mevarch lamila, right? Why do you need two brachas? Right? There's one bracha, right? The mole says, Al Hamila, why do you need two brachas in the first place? It's a funny extra kind of bracha, right? We never have, to the best of my knowledge, I can't think of any mitzvah. Can you think of any mitzvah where you say, two Hashem, Yishan, Rosos, and Tzifanu? If you ask why we have Al Hamila and Shechiganu for some in Hagen, that's easy. A lot of things have Shechiganu. Why we have Al Hamila and Asher Kedash, you did me better, dot, 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 Baruch Hashem, Koris, Habris. I understand, what is bracha the mitzvah? What is a shefach on our bris with Hashem, which is such a chashabinian? Where do you have two Hashem, Shem, Sos, and Zenons on the mitzvah?
On Tzolon Shal Rosh, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi? On Tzolon Shal Rosh, according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, good point. On Tzolon Shal Rosh, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is a good point. I wasn't going to get to that this year. I'll have to think about whether we'll get to that this year or whether we'll come back to it only here. But what's the nature of this? So the question is, how do we look at the bracha of lehachniso? On the one hand, if it is a birkas hamitzvah on bris milah, which is funny because then there are two birkas hamitzvah on one bris milah, right? Possible, right? That would be a chiddush. We'll have to explain why. Or do we say, which is basically the way many, many achronim read Rabbeinu Tam, the Ritva said over Rabbeinu Tam, if you look at the Ritva in Shabbos, what does Ritva say? He calls for Rabbeinu Tam, Zal Pasuk, L'achra Milu Mevarech. And we don't say, except the Birkas HaMitzvos, Avol Birkas HaShevach, like this, and Birkas Anderson, we don't say this, and that's why we don't worry about the Lamed, because it is a Birkas HaShevach. One of the rituals, the way he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, he says this is a Birkas Hashem. Likewise, the Taz understands the same thing. The way the Taz reads Rabbeinu Tam is based on a famous Rush. Right? Who knows about Chlokas Rush and the Rambam about Birkas Eirusin? Right. So the Rambam says Birkas Eirusin is a Birkas Mitzvah. And the Rush says in the beginning of Ksumas, no, Birkas Eirusin is not a Birkas Mitzvah. The Shabbat well done, the Kedusha of Malam sleep with, the Kedusha of Erison, etc. That's the famous Kiddush of the Rush, that Birkas Erison is a Birkas Shabbat well done and not a bracha in the midst of Kedushin. This is especially important for the Rush to say because, unlike the Rambam, the Rush holds there is no mitzvah of Kedushin. Meaning, who says there's a mitzvah of Kedushin? The Rambam does. He counts it as one of his 613. But the Rush says it isn't. So it's just a Birkas Mitzvah. What? The Taz understands that, and the Ritva in the intervening time, is that he's taking this one step further. It's one thing to say that Birkas Erusin is a Birkas Shevach Vodah and not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Okay, that's A, because Erusin might not be a Mitzvah, and B, because it doesn't actually say Asher Kedushanam Zosav Vitzivanu L'Kadesh Esaisha. It says Asher Kedushanam Zosav Vitzivanu, but then Al Ha'arayos, for also one of the Sarusas, doesn't actually talk about doing Kedushin. So it makes sense, the Birkas Shevach Vodah, on the fact that there's a Kedusha and the fact that, you know, a woman who's Mekudesh is also to everyone. Over here, what the Ritva says, and the Taz, and this is one of the Yordaeus of Aleph, he takes it one step further, and he says, no, even though A, Bris Mila is a mitzvah, obviously, and B, it says, Asher Kishon Mitzvot Zivonu, Lech Nisam Fresh Vishlav Amin, it talks about what we're doing, unlike the Birkas that you were saying, you just take that Rush one step further, and I don't know if the Rush would, I'm pretty sure the Rush wouldn't agree, actually. Based on what the Rush says, we'll see in a moment. But take the Rush to one step further and say, Lachnisos a Birkas Shevach, give me a second. Lachnisos also a Birkas Shevach, a Vehodah. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah we're doing, it's just thanking Hashem for the institution of Bris Milah in general, not for the particular Bris Milah I'm doing now, as the Reader Tom says, that. Laws also not Achshav El Shabbat. One of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, one of the Milah, Shatavol LeYado. That Klal Yisrael has a Bris Milah, even though I personally might never do it again. I don't know if I'll have more sons. But Klal Yisrael has a Bris Milah. The Taz Agat is not our topic now. The big finish of the Taz goes even further. It's an Aleph Yoridei, and this is a very famous Taz, probably the most famous Taz in the Yoridei. He says that the Brach and Shchita is also Birkas Hashemah and not a Birkas Hamitzah. Even though it's not redundant, there aren't two brachos there, we have to say one of them, but he says Shechita is not a mitzvah. We're still saying that it's a mitzvah or not. Hazon's saying, no, the brach of Shechita is not a mitzvah. It's really Birkas Shevach that we have to eat kosher and we can't eat anything we want. Okay, but maybe you can say that it's a Birkas Shevach. This is the Ritva, and this is the Taz, meaning based on. Rabbeinu Tam. They say it's a Birkas Shevach Vehodah. Okay, let's just ask for a moment. Well, first, let's just see how we're going to deal with the questions. How about the timing of the bracha, right? When should you say the bracha if it's a Birkas Mitzvah or if it's a Birkas Shevach Vehodah? So the simple shot is, it's not obvious, but the simple shot is when do we say every Birkas HaMitzvah? It's a Beforish Gemara. Kol HaMitzvah Kol HaBarachim over L'Asiyasa. And the simple shot is when you generally say a Birkas Shevach Vehodah. Afterwards, what are Birkas Shevach Vehodah that we think of? It's a little hard to tell what the category. There's no category called Birkas Shevach Vehodah in Shas, although there is in the Rambam. But generally, you'll say it after you say the Yom HaGadol, you say the Bracha. Afterwards, Koreis HaBris, remember the Asher Kiddush in Beth Den, etc. Beth Kula Gerv Shevach Vehodah. We said that. Right? So, you would think that over L'Asiyasa, and here you would say after the Mila. Who holds over L'Asiyasa? Yes. So give me a second. Okay, good question. I don't have a great answer, but just give me a second nonetheless. Who holds Overlasiasa? One is Thereshbam, right? Thereshbam says you. Thereshbam is clearly within the realm of Birkas HaMitzvos. He wants to make this a regular, normal Birkas HaMitzvah. Secondly, the Rush. What is the Rush say? It's in the end here, the Tosfos Rush. It's not famous as a Tosfos Rush itself. And notice, the reason why the Tosfos Rush itself was copyrighted is because, you know, when I was your age, there wasn't even a Tosfos Rush itself. It was lost for a long time. But this is famous as the Russian Shabbos. If you look right there on Shabbos, on the Sugya, the Brush of the Mila, the Kuflam Atayin, in the back of the Gemara, in the Rush, this is famous as the Russian Shabbos. What did the Rush say in order to get to the Overlasi Asam? What does the Rush say? It's in the Tosfos Rush here. I thought it was in the Tosfos Rush here. But you're making me doubt myself, making me think I'm losing my mind. What does the Tosfos Rush here say?
Kodem Priya.
It's before the
Priya.
For the Priya. As a matter of fact, yes, that's the Psak. You open up a Shulchan Aruch, your day re summit, hey? What is the Shulchan Aruch pass? The Shulchan Aruch pass like the Rush. The after the Milo, before the Priya, the father says, Nachlis Abishal Avrovinu. Okay, today we don't do that because today the Malam do the Milo and Priya together very, very quickly. And like we theoretically, they always tells the father theoretically, he always tells the father, say it really, really quick so you can copy for the Priya, whatever. Okay, well, I said it's not what we do. We just follow Sabra Big Tom, but at least on Shulchan Aruch, it says the Rush, says the Rush. Why? Because the Rush wants to say, no, it has to be Overlasiasan. Ah, is it Overlasiasan before the second part of the mitzvah? So let's see. On our base, yes, there's many, many Mekoros in Rishonim and even with hints in Shas. That's okay. After all, you make the Bracha Lulav, according to some Rishonim, after you pick it up before you do the Nanuim, and that's good enough. You make the Bracha Teil Shadayim after you wash before you dry. That's good enough. That still counts as Over Lasiyasos. So that's the Rush and the Rashbam, although it's not the mainstream minhag. What does the Ritva say, though? The Ritva says very, very positive. The Ritva says, who cares? Right? Says the Ritva very, very, very clearly. He says, we only care about Over Lasiyasos. Birkas HaMitzvos. Birkas HaShevach. Lo Amin Yivarech Lama Over Lasiyasos. Says the Ritva that the Birkas HaShevach lo ba'inan over la'asiyasan. The question is, what Rabbi Yehudah meant? What did Rabbi Yehudah say? Rabbi Yehudah, yeah. Here's the tricky part in the Ritva. Here's what I was besupping about in the Ritva. Ravinu Tam Pasak, etc., etc. Then he says Mihu. What I'm trying to figure out is Mihu within Ravinu Tam? Now, I know in the Bar Ilan, it depends if there's a comma or a period. Let's assume there's no commas or periods in the original Ritva. Is that Mihu within Ravinu Tam? Or is that Mihu not within Rabbeinu Tam? That's what I was not. That was I was not sure how to read the Ritva. Meaning, if that Mihu is within Rabbeinu Tam, then it's a big. Then it's funny to read the Ritva, right? If he just says like we don't care, and he said nothing about who it is, who it isn't. Then why all of a sudden he's saying Mihu? In any case, I wasn't sure. If that Mihu is within Rabbeinu Tam, or that Mihu is his pshara. Or that Mihu is his pshara. Because maybe he's compromising with the chash of that maybe it won't happen. Although he doesn't mention that fact. Either way, okay, I'm not sure. I lost a lot of sleep over this question. meaning the Ritva is bringing in what we're about to see in the other Rishona, right? Which is that, the reason you say it after is because since it's not in the father's control, maybe there won't be bris milah and be a bracha l'vatala. Otherwise, why does it make a difference if the Avi Abed is saying it or someone else? And then it is, then it's just a little funny. Like, he's bringing in a factor that he hasn't discussed yet, meaning nothing he said until now ties in whatsoever with Lumdus, without Lumdus. There's not one word that on any level of Pshat or Lumdus would cause you to believe that it depends if the Avi Abed is doing the meal or someone else doing the meal. That's clear. All of a sudden, he's bringing something in that he hasn't discussed at all, which is a very strange thing to do. Now, is he bringing that in as the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam? Is he bringing that in as a, you know, as a hachra, as a pshara that's not the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam? I'm not sure. Either way is equally dachak. So, you know, the question is, are we going to put the dachak in his Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, or put the dachak in his Shita himself? And I'm not sure. I just, you know, it's strange because if he just says, you say afterwards, why should it make a difference if the Avi Aben is being mal or someone else is being mal? Like, that's based on the line in Rabbeinu Tam that he didn't quote. So, but he didn't quote it in Rabbeinu Tam, he didn't quote it not in Rabbeinu Tam. So, I admit I'm a little misupak whether this last line in the Ritva belongs. I prefer to think it doesn't belong to Rabbeinu Tam. Just because since he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, I'd rather add something extraneous in not to Rabbeinu Tam than to Rabbeinu Tam, who he's explained to Shita. But you're right, I can't prove it. It could be that it's just Akasha. But it's strange because he hasn't brought any basis for that. And he could have. We all know what the basis for that is, and he doesn't quote it. So it's a strange I don't know. But that the Ritva doesn't quote that.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Right, so that proves that it's afterwards.
If he himself does it, and therefore the Nusach is going to be changed, therefore, even if we're going to be in time,
what the Nusach of what other people say doesn't change if he does it?
No, he doesn't say she can't come about Omdim Kishim Shim.
Yeah, Kishem Sheikh, that's Libris versus Bibris. That's his suffix right there. But what is Libris versus Bibris? This is Machlok. Is Bibriso or Livriso?
Right.
But what does that have to do with this?
That doesn't change whether
Livriso or Bibriso? No, but either way they say Kishem Sheikh Nasto. Kishem Sheikh Nasto Lib or Kishem Sheikh Nasto Bib. That seems to be a different issue. Okay. Anyway, Lemaisa, of course, what is Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says it's because it's someone else. Why should the factor that it's someone else be a reason that it doesn't have to be over Lasiyasan? So here, you could view this as, and many, many Rishonim do suggest that this is a technical point, right? The Meiri here says very clearly, and the Rush goes this in Chubas of Gaonim, and the Tosfos in Peretz says this in One Daya, that, what's the problem? The problem is you could say, right? Maybe Rabbeinu Tam, right? Let's say like this. Says Rabbeinu Tam because Acher is Mevarech. What does he mean by that? So you could say what he means by that is the Tshuvas Gaonim in the Tosfos Rosh, quoted by all the Rishonim quote this Tshuvas Gaonim, the Tshuvas Gaonim, and the Meiri, the Tosfos Rishonim also brings up this Deya, they say that it should be over Lasiyasan, but there's a technical problem of Shash Brachal Matala. It really should be over Lasiyasan. But there's a technical problem with Shash over Lasiyasan because someone else is saying the bracha. Meaning the father's saying the bracha, but the father's not doing the milah. And the milah is a hard thing to do. Some of them are bad, right? So what if the mole doesn't go through with the Mila? What if it's too hard for him? What if it's a skull kill? Right? If I'm doing something, then I don't have to worry about Guatulatella. I steal myself. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. But, okay, there's a chiddush. After all, when was the last time you saw the Moel say, no, I'm not going through with it? I've never seen that in my life. I've been many, many Prismilas. And they have professional Moel in the days of Gilar also. That's mentioned all the Shas. But, okay, maybe it's a chash brach levatala. It's one thing to say chash brach levatala in, like, Birkas Erosin. Some Rishonim have said the reason to say it afterwards because chash brach levatala if the girl says no. Probably that. I understand. The girl could say no. Remember, it wasn't in the middle of the wedding in those days. Just stop. Tishnov. But you know, here, what are the odds? Okay, but you could say the dochak that the truth is going on in the Tosas Rosh.
Rebbe, wouldn't it be the opposite? If the father is doing it, you'd be choshesh that he might not be able to do it. The mole, the guy who's doing it, knows to do it.
No. If the father is doing it, then he knows he's going to do it. He knows himself. You don't have to doubt yourself. We believe in self-confidence. Our version of the Torah is a self-confident version of the Torah. Right? When you say that you know what you're going to do, you know what you're going to do. But if you're totally on someone else, you know, Arur HaGever Sheyivtach Ba'adam. You can never count on someone else 100%, especially if it's something hard. I know it's a chiddush. You're right, it's a chiddush. But you can't count on 100%. So maybe what you could say is, even with a regular Birksa Mitzvah, you can still have three possibilities. You say that to Rashbam, which is a bit of a Das Yachid. You say it beforehand. The Rush, which is also Das Yachid. You say it before the Priya. Or you can even say the Minigol and say it afterwards. And find a technical reason why, even though Kol HaMitzvah is cooling, do Orla Siyasa. In this case, you have a technical reason for doing it afterwards. The Shash Brach HaLatallah, it might be too hard for the Moel. And even if you'll say that's a bit of a stretch, okay, we'll grant that to the Rishonim who write this. However, the other way to understand the Rabbeinu Tam is that that no, what do you mean someone else says the Bracha? If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, why is someone else saying the Bracha? Who heard of someone else saying the Bracha for a Birkas HaMitzvah? Normally that is not something that we do. As a matter of fact, it's even somewhat meduyak. I mean, okay, the whole sugya machlokes we showed him that it's something which is not allowed l'chachila to have someone else say the bracha for a Birkas HaMitzvah, right? Because the Mishnah at the beginning of Trumos says that there are different pirushim here, but according to many Rishonim, at least Mishnah beginning of Trumos, right? What does it say? That someone who can't speak shouldn't take truma. So he can't say the bracha. Why doesn't someone else just say the bracha for him? So, the achronim are medayik. No, lechachila, you can't have someone else say the bracha for you if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. Lechachila, you should say your own Birkas HaMitzvah. You shouldn't have someone else say the bracha. Obviously, you'll do the effort. But lechachila, you should say your own Birkas HaMitzvah if you can. So over here, if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, why would someone else say the Birkas HaMitzvah? Maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam means. Why would someone else say the Birkas HaMitzvah if he's not doing the mitzvah? So, so maybe what he means is, right, that Zeh Sha'acher Mevarech Megalel Lanu, that it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. That it's Megala, that it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. So there are two ways to take this Rabbeinu Tam. You could take this Rabbeinu Tam and say, no, there's a Gloy Melsa, that it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, especially if you take at the end, you compare it to the Birkas Erosin. And we know what the Rush says about Birkas Erosin, the Birkas Erosin is not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Now, I'm putting two together. I don't know what Rabbeinu Tam said about Birkas Erosin, but if you put two and two together, then it's really not, it's really not unlikely. It's really not unlikely that what he means is Iglon Milsa, if it was a Birkas HaMitzvah, the Osa Mitzvah would say it. Since someone else says it, that proves that it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. And if it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, then it doesn't need to be over Las Yasa. And maybe that's where the Ritva was coming from. Maybe the Ritva read this into Rabbeinu Tam. No, that's when he also is doing the mitzvah. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when, and if a lot of people are doing the mitzvah together, then the chachila, one person say the mitzvah, and everyone has to make. That's clear. The question is, if one guy's not doing the mitzvah, other people are doing the mitzvah, is that l'chachilo okay? That's what the Achronim say is not l'chachilo okay. It's not machrach that you have to agree with this. Let's assume that, right? That's the pashup shot. I know you could say, but that's the pashup shot, right? That's the pashup shot, meaning he's not doing anything. He's just standing there.
That you're not doing yourself, with certain exclusions, like
I mean, in the Gemara of Afishiyot, it says that you can make a bracha for other people. Afishiyot Samotzi, okay, but the Achronim do right. That's if they don't know how to say the bracha. If they don't know how to say the bracha, I mean, even nowadays we have that sometimes. Okay, but that's not ideal. Right, that's not the best way. Okay, well, you don't have to agree with this, but all I'm saying is that Rebbeinu Tam can go no more than one way. So we do have this fundamental. We have this fundamental hakira, and now if we just ask why, you know, how about the how do you make the lashon go lehachniso on something that already happened? How do you make le'achniso on something that already happened? A good question. So, if it's a regular birkzah mitzvah, that's not a good question. It goes against the rules of birkzah mitzvah, right? So what are you going to say? Le'rash, le'rash, nicha. Even for the rush, it's not so nicha. But let's assume, okay, that, no, even for the rush, okay. For the Rashbam and the Rosh, that makes a lot of sense. Why do you say Le'achni? So you haven't done it yet. For the Rashbam is before everything, and for the Rosh is before Priya. It's not like before the Nuim, you could say Al, because you're already Yotze, the Gamri. Before Priya, you were not Yotze at all. Before Priya. Okay, but what if you hold, you make it afterwards? What about the Fee Minig Olam? Right? Meaning this is what we call 1 and 2. What about the Fee Minhag? The many times we've shown them, and even nowadays, we've returned to that because they do Priya so fast. If we're making a bracha afterwards, and it's a birkas mitzvah, then why do you use the lashon of lamed? Who seems to be bothered by that? Tosfos and Shabbos. So what does Tosfos and Shabbos answer? Even though I think it's bedocha gadol, in my humble opinion. Lamed is also the lisha of, or to use the phrase in our meikara. Lamed is also meikara. That's not what it says in our Gemara. There, and so the Chiddush Aran says the same thing in Shabbos. Also, it says the Chiddush Aran in Shabbos. He says the aval hu ditfeim. The lavlein go habad dafka mashma lo lisha avar. It's fei mashma lo habin shul avar. Val hu adin nami demashma avar says B. Right? You can still get it to work with all the rules. What are all the rules? Says Tosfos and the Chiddushei Ran in Shabbos. He says le mashma nami. Meikara or the Sha'avar. Le can also mean something I already did, even though that doesn't seem to flow super duper well in our Gemara. A, it's adding a chiddush, dacha chiddush to our Gemara. B, even if le can also mean le Sha'avar, it mostly means the Haba. So why do they pick le in this case? They don't explain. They don't follow up. Le can also mean le Sha'avar. So sometimes you can use le to mean Misha'avar. Why do we think to do that here? Okay, the Tosfos Shantz here in his second answer says the same thing. I think he just explains it more. I think he's saying the exact same thing, just explaining a little more. I'll read the lesson. Tosfos says, how can le mean l'sha'avar? Hashem commanded us le to do something. How can that mean what I already did if I'm saying le? 1 second, I printed out Morty's Tosfos Shantz. Says the Tosfos Shantz, how can le mean l'sha'avar? If you want to say al, there's a machlokas, what it means, I understand. Asher kisham sosa zivanu al b'dikas chavitz. So, I understand that could mean on what I'm about to do. Could mean on what I just did. And in fact, we'll see that almost all the Rishonim end up saying it really means both, just a question which means more or less. But who commanded us to do something, that means I'm going to do it. How can that be? So the Tosas Rush here explains what they mean. If you look in the Tosas Rush, Tosas Shans says that, give me a second. Inami, Mishabeach, this is an alternative. Mishabeach, Lekarish Baruch Hu, Shetzivanu, Mikodem, Shemalnu, Osanu, Kasher Asinu. What is he saying? Hashem commanded us. He commanded us thousands of years ago that in the future I should do lachniso pishus avravino, which I just did a minute ago. Meaning, le is clearly a lush in the future. How can you say le also means the past? The answer is no. Le is always lush in the future, but yes, when Hashem, how can I make a bracha with lashon of future on something I did a minute ago? The answer is, Asher Kishon is also, when Hashem was mitzavah 3,300 years ago, he has mitzavah that in the future, I should do this bris milah that I did a minute ago. So that's why, that's really the hesder. This Tosfos Shans, the second answer here, right, is explaining why. How can we live? Right? Because Hakavona Shehashem Siva Har Sinai. That's controversial. That Hashem is Mitzavah at Har Sinai Lehachniso Yosid. Yehainu. Okay. It's a little hard to express this, meaning it's in the past when I say the bracha, but it's in the future when Hashem is with Sabbath, so therefore I can get away with saying that Le is a lashon of the future. Basically, if you want, you can say, either by the Rashbam, by the Rush, or by putting together some answers of various Bali Tosfos, that this follows the regular rules of Birchza Mitzvah, and either we do it over Las Yosan, which would explain Le also, or we have some technical explanations, even though those technical explanations are a little difficult, because the Chash Brach Latal is a little dachuk, because, like, really? Like, what are the other moles not going to do it? And even here, yeah, you could say bedochak. It could be that sometimes a minority of cases, like maybe a minority of one case, lik means the future, the past, and lim means the past, because when Hashem has been sabbat, it was the future. But like, why did we pick to do that now, and not any other time? Right? We never heard of any other time we say lit on something we do in the past. Right? The Gemara Namid Beis says, oh, whenever it's in the past, we say ah. So they don't, and they don't really explain further. Okay, but that is one derech. You see, yes. Yes, when it's talking about when you're talking about like formal rites or bailus or something like that. But over here, it's a matter of shash brach levatala. Shash brach levatala should be practical. We're not discussing the formal bailus over the mitzvah. It's a matter of shash brach levatala. Shash brach levatala should be a shash. No, that's fine. But it could be. You know, again, maybe I underestimate how hard Mila was in the past. You know, it's. First of all, it's not crazy, meaning our technology of bris milah has changed. As much as maybe bris milah is one of these technologies that seems less than anything else, still, the technology of bris milah has changed even from 100, 200 years ago. So maybe it was harder in the past. After all, there were smaller towns in the past. Even the expert in each town was less of an expert in the past. It may be not so crazy. You know, I'd rather just say not so crazy than see us in the old days. You know, when they first made this tepana, it was not so crazy. Okay, the other option in
perhaps you could say that the bracha of lachniso bevriso shalavra mavino sounds like something metaphysical, and therefore they bring up Sinai. It doesn't sound just
Brit, we think more. We always say Hashem Shemzos is running between Hashem and Tzavas on our Sinai, but we're not. You know, we're focusing more on what we're doing now. Dafkin and Brismila, which all the worst. We're really putting ourselves more in the time of Sinai. Okay, that's quite possible. I'm Amodin. The other option is that just to say, and what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says it's just a birkas It's just a Birkas Shevach Volda. And says the Ritva, there's no problem with Lynn, the Birkas Shevach Volda. Means when I'm talking about, what do you mean by Birkas Shevach Volda? You know, when I'm talking about focusing on this Maisa that I'm doing, a Birkas HaMitzvah, then I have to relate to the time of this Maisa. When I'm talking about a Birkas Shevach Volda, so I'm not really in particular Maisa. So everything's in the past and everything's in the present, everything in the future. So I'm just talking about the general idea of Bris Milah. And therefore says the Ritva, likewise, the whole idea that Livar Lahaba Matzah, that's Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaShevach Lo. He doesn't mean grammatically, and Birkas HaShevach Lo means something else. He means we're not focusing on a specific action, and that's actually what Rabbeinu Tam himself says. What does Rabbeinu Tam himself say? Right? Says Rabbeinu Tam famously, he says, I'm not talking about this Bris Milah, I'm talking about Bris Milahs in general, right? What do you mean I'm talking about Bris Milahs in general? Then it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, nor a Bris Milahs in general, right? So he says, Lo Mairi Al Maisa Zeh Ela Al Mitzvahs Hamila Kol what's his lashon? Lo Zosan Asa Achshav Ella Shitvan Alil Ketobal Yado. Good. Lo Al Zosan Achshav Zos Hanase Achshav Mivareth Al Mila Calls Man Shitvan Yado. Whenever we do a Bris Milah, we have to do Bris Milah. It's always in the future we're always doing Bris Milah. It's always in the past also. It's always in the present. There's always Bris Milah going on. Therefore, you can say whatever tense you want. And the Ritva, I assume that's how the Ritva understood the Rabbeinu Tam. What Rabbeinu Tam says, he says, it's not what the Ritva takes the Rabbeinu Tam to mean. Says the Ritva, he means, Kolomar, Birkas, HaShevach. Right, that's how the Ritva understood. That's how the Ritva understood Rabbeinu Tam. Now, I still remember what Yitzhak asked me. Yitzhak asked, why does Rabbeinu Tam, if Rabbeinu Tam is basically like getting at the same point, and at first when he answered the question from the lit, remember two questions on Rashbam, right? When he answered the lit question, he says, it's not on this one, it's in general, then he's already said it's a Birkas HaShevach, not a Birkas HaMitzvah. Why does he then need to ask himself and answer the question over Lasiyasan, right? That was your question, which is a very good question. In the flow of Rabbeinu Tam, like why does he need to, right? The Ritva says, I've answered them both with one fell swoop. Why didn't Rabbeinu Tam say he's answering them both in one fell swoop? Good question. One second, just. the Marsha asked this question on Tosos. If we just look at the Marsha, you don't have to turn, but the Marsha asked exactly this question on Tosos. He says, right, he says, in the Russian Shabbos, when he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, sorry, I didn't bring a Russian Shabbos here. he just says, it's all answered in one fell swoop. Right, he says, well, it's not on this exact mitzvah, therefore it doesn't need to be over Lasiyasa. Right, he answers it all, right, he's like the Ritva. It's all one big answer of a different yesod. Our Tos is a little funny, and I'll tell you what the Marsha says. You could obviously feel free to say a different way. He says that even so, he's only saying because of this Mila. Etc. Still, because it's because of Because of this mitzvah, therefore, they still should have said it beforehand. It's not exactly clear to me what the Marsha means, right? Let's just put the Russian Shabbos in the shame of being time. Again, not the Russian shelf at the end makes this pshara of Priya, right? What is the rush? Shabbos. Shame reading. Time says Kevan de he's going the other way around. He's going the other way around. Right, this is the rush Shabbos. The shame reading time. He doesn't bring it up the Indian of an Acher being Mevorech. So here I'm not sure how to read, forget about the Marsha, how to read Tosos. You could read Tosos as he's saying that Rabbeinu Tam already said, I'm going wrong with it. It's a Birza Shemach. You say Lamed because it's on Mil in general. But still, it would make sense to do it. Still, it would make sense to do it over Las Yosan, even though it's a Birza Shemach. It would still make sense to do it over Las Yosan because, here I'll add, 1 second. Okay, guess Lamed. Either you could say, even though it's Birza Shemach, it would make sense to do it over Las Yosan. Because it's being Megala or Kavanah, it's good to show your Kavanah. It's Megala Lashma, it's good to show the Lashma beforehand. Right? Isn't it good to show the Lashma beforehand? Don't you want to show that you're doing the Lashma beforehand? And therefore, except for the technical problem, or, I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah. In other words, what might support the Marsha is that, like Rabbi pointed out before, that you only find these very well-defined categories of brachos in the Gemara. It's not necessarily true that it's true. And further, the Klal or Las Yasan is not even explicitly related to Rabbi Tamiz. It's called on mitzvahs from Rabbi over Las Yasan. Because it did by mitzvahs, whatever brachos you're going to make, you make it before. So even if it's Rabbi Tasha that's relevant to this mitzvah, so that's still the Klal or Las Yasan.
I think Yaakov's correct. Even if there's a Shevach, still, who says that it's not over Las Yasan? Maybe it should still be integrated with the mitzvah, be a lead into the mitzvah, etc. The answer is no. This is so far from something connected to the mitzvah. After all, the guy doing the mitzvah doesn't even say it. If it's so unconnected to the mitzvah, then there's no inyan over Las Yasan. The happy is even if it's a bigger Shevach in general, it's still connected to this mitzvah. Whatever's connected is message you over Las Yasan, come ask for one. No, it's not connected to Mitzvah at all. After all, someone else says it. Okay, I like that.
The way the Rush and the Tosas of Rush brings Rabbeinu Tam, he's a little bit more...
He's like our Tosas, right?
No, if you look on page Kufhei, on column Kufhei in the Tosas of Rush, it says, the Hach Baruch of Lab Legamre El Zos Hamila Nastes.
Lav Legamri.
Right. The question is, how much can you read into that?
Lav Legamri. And even after Tos says, that's an issue, and even after Rabbeinu Tam said, well, it's in general, still, does that mean it's a Birksa Mitzvah and also in general? Lav Legamri. Meaning maybe even after he's saying something different from Yaakov. Even after Tos' first answer, even after the first half of Rabbeinu Tam, he's not sure if it's a Birksa Mitzvah or not. After all, on the one hand, it's not on this, it's on everything else. On the other hand, it's not Legamri in this. That's a nice deal. Meaning, even after this, we're not sure how seriously to take this Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, it's in general. It's not in the first meal you're doing now. Okay, does that mean it's also in general? Does that mean that it's, you know, but it's also in the first meal you're doing now? You know, that means also in general, also in the personal you're doing now, you could have gone different ways. You're not sure what the Lord of Gamre means, so he needs to bring Acher Rebar to really show what side he's willing to go on. Or you could go so far as to say that Rebar Tom really belongs here. No, really, it's not like Gamre in this, but it's still a Berkshah Mitzvah, and it's only for a technical reason, right? You could read Rebar Tom different ways. Okay, I prefer to read Rebar Tom. That the truth is, if it was up to me, I would. Okay, it's not up to me. All right, a Seder. If it was up to me, I would prefer to read Rabbeinu Tam's thought process as, first you wondered why it wasn't over Las Yosan, right? Because that's going, and then he says, it's not over Las Yosan, someone else is making it, it's Birkas HaShabbach. Then he says, even if it's a Birkas HaShabbach, someone else is making it, it's still grammatically wrong, right? No matter who's making it and what kind of mitzvah it is, it's still grammatically wrong. The answer is no, it's not grammatically wrong. It's talking about once the Birchus Sheva is talking about everything. Again, that is his thought process is the opposite way it's recorded in Tosos, which is not super Meduyak, and the opposite way it's recorded in many Tosim, which is not super Meduyak. And Ravenu Peretz, it's quoted in that order. The let's see. Says Ravenu Peretz, he says, where's the Ravenu Peretz? I might have printed out the wrong page of okay. I have the wrong page of Ravenu. Oh, doesn't matter. Actually have the those Ravenu Peretz. In Rabbeinu Peretz, what order is it? in Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, Bracha Lachniso, etc. Lonir Rabbeinu Tam, etc. Chainer Rabbeinu Tam, that's because someone else is saying it. Even though here he says it's the Bracha Matala. Even though here he says it's a bracha matala, and then he says he does say it in that order. Okay, so lemaisa, look, you can take it and make it a regular birchus hamitzvah. Then it's super duper. Then it's nicha for the Rashbam, that nicha for the Rosh, for the Minigolim. You have to have two dechaks, one to answer each question. Or you could say no. The point is that it's not a regular birchus hamitzvah. It is a birchas shevach v'hodah on the institution of milah, on the Klal Yisrael institution of milah, not on this particular milah I'm doing now. Birchas hamitzvah means on this thing that I'm doing now in particular, as opposed to it's not a birchas hamitzvah, even if it's about how many mitzvahs we have. So it's not a particular mitzvah that I am doing. And basically, that's what. The Ritva is very clear about this. The way the Russian Shabbos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, where he says that it's all about laws also nasa achshav. It's also very clear about this in our Rabbeinu Tam. It's a little confusing. Like, why does he need to say two things that have two stages in his thought process? If it's just one yisod or birchas hashemach, so it could be again either that maybe his thought process was the opposite direction, and really. He's saying it's a bitch of Sheva Fasan over Las Yasa, but then he still has to deal with technically the grammar. Or maybe when he said one thing, well, the Gambre, he wasn't sure which way he was going, even when he gave the answer to the Leh, until he proved for the fact that Acher is Mavarech and really made it a different kind of thing, unless you then you want to stick Rabbeinu Tam to that and make it still a bitch of Mitzvah. Now, let's just ask him a very fundamental question.
Rabbi, can I ask something?
Sure.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you say that time of Birchus, I'm just suggesting something. If you say that Birchus HaMitzvah are because of Mitzvah's Prichus Kavanah, if you go on that Svara, so you might say that the Birchus, in this case of the Asher Lachniso, even though it's a Birchus HaShevach, it has an element that it's Prichus Kavanah, and that's why you need over Lasiyosan, even this type of Birchus HaShevach. In other words, there are some Birchus HaShevach that have an element that you need Kavanah, and therefore you have to do it before the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah L'chatchila.
Right, at least
I don't know. I think that's what you said before.
The Shevach, the reason to show we're doing L'shma, there might be better to do before the Mitzvah, except for the fact that he's not the one who's doing it anyway, so you might as well do it afterwards. Correct. Okay, let me just ask, before we get to another possibility, let me just ask a simple question, which is, why do you need, here it's still a little funny, meaning there is a birchus mitzvah, al hamila. There is a birchus shevach hodah, asher kidashi to be betim v'chol b'shir osam, etc., 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 korei sabris. So why do you need two birchus shevachs, or why do you need two birchus mitzvahs here, right? It seems a little funny. So if it is a birchus mitzvah, why do you need two birchus mitzvahs? So who was apparently bothered by this? What? The Rambam, I mean, you're both right. The Rambam, right? The Rambam very explicitly, right? Says the Rambam, right? Says the Rambam, Hamal Mevarech Kodesh Yimal Shekhshon Zozer Alamila, Imol Ben Chavero, etc., etc. And then he says, V'Avia Ben Varech Baruch Acheres. The Rambam doesn't relate to it before or after. It's not clear because Mishnah has an opinion but it doesn't seem to have any proof for it. Why? He's not teaching us halacha mitzvah al avlomos b'no. That was in Parakalf. He's explaining it. Why did the father make this bracha? Because he has a mitzvah more than everyone else. Machlokes, whether someone makes it if they're not the father, right? So it's not the father, do they say this bracha or not? So here the Rambam says, the Rambam says, oh, he thinks only the father. Why? Because the father is a mitzvah more than everyone else. And that goes by Manios, picks up on this, and he quotes that the Urim also holds only the father says, and the Urim quotes a Rashi, a Masorah from Rashi that we don't have elsewhere, who only says when the father says, and the Urim Simcha says very nicely, says, where is this coming from? He says, because why do you need two brachos on one mitzvah? And the answer is, says Rabbeinu Simcha, and again, he says, don't say, because the father's chayiv in the mitzvah, but the mole's doing it. Therefore, you need two brachos, because lots of times we have a shliach do a mitzvah for us. What happens when I have a shliach do a mitzvah for me? Who says the bracha? The shliach. And that's good enough. He's my shliach. He does, right? When someone shefts for me, right? Someone shefts my carbon Pesach, they say the bracha as we say, as we see later on, etc. So, someone puts a mezuzah for me, they say the bracha, right? I never heard of two brachas. So, but he says more sharply, what does he say? He says, give me a second here. Meshema came into Moab lo avga ben shayef mitzvah vlad, k'dom per p'tame de gedushin, v'chule, ad helcha tikna lo bracha cheres la'atzmo. Since, what does he say? The Moab, this is different than every other case. What is every other case? Either I'm chayiv in a mitzvah and I do it. One bracha, shkayiv. Or I'm chayiv in a mitzvah and I send you as my shliach to do it. So it's also one bracha. Also. Over here, it's funny. Who's chayiv in this mitzvah? Who's chayiv in the mitzvah to give this baby a bris milah? I, the father, am chayiv in the mitzvah. But the mole is also chayiv in the mitzvah. Why? Because the more darshins here, it's not 100%. This is a pashup shot, I think. More darshins, the father's chayiv to give the son a bris milah in Kiddush at the end of the first paragraph. Towards the end of the first paragraph. And what if the father doesn't? Then, right now, my opinion of Ben, what does it say? The father's chayiv be pulled his son. And if the father doesn't, then what did the Gemara say? The son should be pulled himself when he grows up. Right? The father's chayiv to teach his son Torah. And if the father doesn't teach his son Torah, what does the Gemara say? Then the son is required to learn Torah. I'm not asking whether practically, you know, and it's a machlokes b'nei ben, can someone, if they want to volunteer in Talmud Torah, you know, might there be some general responsibility? After all, if you have to worry about a poor kid who doesn't have money, shouldn't you have to worry about a poor kid who doesn't have Torah? But in terms of what the Gemara says, the formal mitzvah. But what does the Gemara say about bris milah? The father is to give the kid a bris milah. If the father doesn't give the kid a bris milah, then Bez Din, and again, what does Bez Din mean? Bez Din doesn't mean like it's a court case. Bez Din means the community, right? There's no drusha there about Bez Din. The drusha is about Klal Yisrael. Because the father doesn't do it, then Klal Yisrael is chayiv. This is unique because there are two different chiyuvim. I think that's what Rabbeinu Simcha is saying to sweeten up his Rambam. This is unique because there are two different chiyuvim. The father is chayiv, that's the Losh of the Ram. The father is chayiv to mal his son more than every other Jew, but not exclusively. More than every other Jew, but every other Jew is also chayiv. That's why it's unique. It really is the only mitzvah I can think of in all 248 mitzvahs I say, where if I have you do it, you have your own chiyuv and I have my own chiyuv, and I'm yotzi my chiyuv by having you do it, and you're yotzi your chiyuv by doing it. It really is unique, and then it might make sense that you need two bears on mitzvah in this case, because there are two different mechayivim in this mitzvah, the Abi HaBen and the Mohel. How's the Mohel chayiv? Because all of Klal Yisrael is chayiv. Masha Inke, in Bedikas Chametz, if I send you to search my house, only I'm chayav. Right? If I send you to put up a mezuzah at my house, only I'm chayav. Chule. So if you ask, let's just ask a simple question. Why two birkot hamitzvah? So says the Rambam, as explained by Rabbeinu Simcha, he says, because there are two different chiyuvim, the av salt. There are two different mechayvim with two different obligations. The Av has an obligation to give his son a bris milah, and the Moel, as part of Klal Yisrael, has an obligation to give every kid a bris milah. And again, Rambam's assuming, which is a reasonable assumption, it's not that only after the father refuses is everyone else's obligation kick in. You know, that's the language of the Gemara. But no, that's just practically. Theoretically, everyone's obligated. The father's obligated. Just if the father does it, everyone else doesn't have to worry about it.
You don't think that's true by Talmud Torah?
I mean, the Gemara never says that if a father doesn't teach his kid Torah, the tzibur has to teach him Torah. Like that's, the Gemara doesn't say that. Now, again, I might say misvara, it's a good idea. Misvara, it's lo gora from Milos Chassadim and Gashmias. You should go to Milos Chassadim and Ruchmias. Misvara, it's a good idea for Jewish continuity because we should all worry about Jewish continuity. I can say a lot of things misvara, but the Gemara doesn't say that that's true when the Gemara discusses the mitzvah in Maseches Kiddushin.
Doesn't the Rambam say it in Hilchos Talmud Torah?
No, I don't think so. I think the Rambam
that the Rebbe has a chiyuv.
It's an interesting question. Does a Rebbe have a chiyuv to teach his Talmud, which is a very tricky circular question because how do you know it's a Talmud? Okay, but I don't think the Rambam expresses it that way. I think the Rambam says you have to, your father teach you Torah, and if your father didn't teach you Torah, you have to teach yourself. It's a funny lesson to teach yourself, funny in a good way, but not for us now. Now, what's the nafgamina of this Rambam and what's the nafgamina, by the way, of this Rambam? Just give me a second. What's the nafgamina of this Rambam? And he says, what's the two nafgaminas of this Rambam? Right? What two nafgaminas come out of that? Nafgamina Aleph is with the Rambam and the Hagos Maimonides in the name of so many Mishonim says, in Ein Av, right? There aren't two brachos. If there's no father, there aren't two brachos. Okay, that's the machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid, and even the people around Rambam quotes who argue with him. What could, and by the way, actually, it's also so interesting what's the difference between the cluster and the brachos. The father's chiyuv is, the father is not doing it directly, he's just indirectly assuring that it happens. So he says, lehachniso, to make sure he goes into the breast. The mole is doing it directly. Okay, man, the thought he was doing it trivial. What could be another nafgamina? What if, which Rabbeinu Simcha flirts with, what could be another nafgamina of, if the father does the mila? If the father does the mila, then what might you think, according to the Rambam? There should only be one bracha if the father does the mila, because there aren't two different people who are chayiv. So, what if the father does the mila himself? The truth is, the lavush, which I put in the brackets here, says the lavush, when he's discussing, he says, v'yesh omrim, sh'av atzmo malas b'no eina mavarch lachniso sh'lomatzino sh'nei brachas al mitzvah achas. Okay, he goes to yesh omrim, not sure who this yesh omrim is. Says Lavosh, Yeshom meaning the Shita. According to the Shita, he should only say one bracha. Right? Says Lavosh, there's only one bracha. There's only one bracha because there's only one chiyuv. What does Rabbeinu Simcha himself and Agos Maimonides say? He makes it a little more complicated. Rabbeinu Simcha himself and Agos Maimonides says, exactly. He says that in Moab Yabain, and he only said Lachniso. Interesting, he picks a different one. Secondly, really, he goes with one. However, came in the Takino, Lo Yishanam and Amash Beya. Once they make a Takana, he should keep a low plug. He should keep this Takana, meaning he agrees theoretically should be one brought from the Mice. So once the Takana, there is a Takana, says Rabbeinu Simcha. Theoretically, one bracha, but lo yishaneh min hamatbeah. Okay, theoretically, we could have been very long this year and says maybe when the father does it, he's doing it al tzvei dinim and being able to say two different chiyuvim. But okay, they don't go so far. The father's only one person, only one chiyuv, right? I don't care how many aspects there are. So either he should say one bracha, or he theoretically should say one bracha, but you know how brachas are, whatever that bracha is. Just like, according to many Rishonim, even if you don't hear a rooster, you say no sensechli vina, that's my bad. So here also it's my bad, even though you don't need it, right? It's not so crazy. We find many, many brachas that we say, even though we don't need them, because that's my bad bracha, the chazal we're talking in. It's not a lie. It's just not necessary. Seder. When something's not necessary, and it's my bea, that is good enough. Agav, let me just point out, that there could be another nafkamina of this. It's not a fundamental shot. What's the nafkamina of saying the reason we say it afterwards is because of the technical shasha brachla batala? What would come out of that once we're discussing? What if the father himself was the boel and you held like this chuba's going in the meiri? Then he should say it beforehand. Who says that? So here I owe you an apology because the Taz says that explicitly in Siman Reish Samaches of Katan Aleph, but I accidentally wrote in the Mekorshi Reish Abdal of Katan Aleph, which is something that's not really connected to what's on the Mekorshi. So Nafkamina is if the Av is Mohel, and you don't say like the Rambam, Yivarech Lachniso over Lasiyasan, which is exactly what the Taz says in the one I meant to put in the Mekorshi in brackets, Reish Samachay, Sif Katan Aleph. So if the father's a mole, we find that can be very, very, if the father's not around, there's one nafkamina, that's the first in the Ramah, but and what the Akronim and some of the Rishonim deal with, what if the father is the Moel, we find two nafkamina. So the reason for the double bracha is because the double chiyav is no double chiyav. And if the reason for doing it after is the technical shash bracha latala, then no shash bracha latala when the guy's doing it himself, only when he's relying on someone else.
Maybe that's what the Ritva means in Shabbos when he says, Imiu avia ben malet benob varech mikame mila.
That is what the Ritva, the truth is not just a Taz, the Ritva, it's a tema how the Ritva got there, because the Ritva didn't bring in this direct. Why do I call it a Taz? Because we'll put an exclamation point next to the Ritva. The Ritva never brought up this far, the Taz did bring in this far, and therefore said it. The Ritva never brought up this far. Lachora, that's the only way I can think of where it's coming from, but it's a little funny. Yes, mean Alpi won this, you could say he's Tzvedinim now, and that's what he says to Rachlis. Correct. If you want to say that these two are two different types of Chiyuvim, although that's going to be a little bit more of a Kiddush. Yeah, you could say that. That's not the way the Rishon and Akronim go, but you could say that. That's not the way they go, but you could say that. I agree. Now, let me just point out, can anyone think, what if you don't agree with the Rambam? After all, what if you hold that even when the father's not there, you say lachniso? So that's a we paskin. Do you think of a different reason why there would be two birds on its own?
Maybe we're agreeing with the Rambam, with not Rabbi Nusimcha.
What?
I mean, you know, it's just, maybe we're agreeing with the Rambam, it's not Rabbi Nusimcha we're not agreeing with. I mean, the Rambam might hold that there are two separate mitzvos here, and not because of two separate people, but there's two separate mitzvos, one to do the
and one to do the Hachnasa L'Brit. But the Rambam says it's only the father. The Rambam says explicitly it's only the father. If there's no father, there's only one mitzvah.
Only the father has the chiyuv lachniso b'briso shel Avraham Avinu. But the other chiyuv of Mila is everybody.
But that's only the father. Nonetheless, it's only the father. That's what Feigl says. The father's, the chiyuv might be a little different than everyone else's, but it's still only the father.
Maybe it's different.
What?
Why not? I don't see why not the man also. The same way that you said that there's two chiyuvim on anybody who does the mila. One is to do the actual physical mila, the other one is lachmiso, b'briso shel Avraham Avinu. It doesn't matter who's doing it. It's the same ma'isa mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
Or ma'isa mitzvah.
Okay, what do you mean by that? Maybe someone else wants to fill it. Can anyone think of another reason why there'd be two birds of mitzvah?
That's what the Rav discusses.
Okay, so perhaps you could say what the Rav discusses. What does the Rav discuss? The Rav says, there's two aspects of the mitzvah, because most mitzvahs only have a maisa mitzvah. And this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs, and we're totally going to have to come back to that. 100% going to have to come back to this, even if we don't come back to today. Says the Rav, that why you need two brachos? He says, besides the maisa mila, there's a chalos. What's the halos? The halos ben bris. Why is there a halos ben bris? The halos is that now we can eat truma, now we can do avoda, etc. I mean, I don't mean a halos you yotzei the mitzvah. That's silly. Every mitzvah can have a halos you yotzei the mitzvah. Meaning there's a halos that's a nafkamina for for Kol Torah Kula. There's a Maisa Mitzvah and a Chalos. So maybe because the Maisa Mitzvah and the Chalos, therefore, says the Rav, there's two aspects of the Mitzvah. There's a Maisa Mitzvah and there's a Chalos Ben Bris. And again, the point is that Chalos Ben Bris has nafkaminas besides being Yotzei the Mitzvah. Otherwise, just silly. You say every mitzvah has two parts. You did the Maisa Mitzvah, now the Chalos that you were Yotzei the Mitzvah and you have whatever you're trying to do. Yeah. Mezuzah. I put up the mezuzah and now I have a mezuzah in my house. No, that's not two things. That's just one thing, which you can look at from two perspectives. Right? Your house is the same house. Over here, A, I did the mitzvah bris mila, which otherwise I'd be chayav kares, someone would be chayav kares for it, I'd be vatal on pay, etc. And B, besides that, now he's a ben bris, not in any metaphysical, mystical sense. Now he can eat truma, right? There's nafkaminas. Now if he's a kohen, he can do a bodim beis hamikdash. Now he can eat korban pesach, etc., etc.
Then why is he a ben bris shiva?
What?
Rebbe?
What?
Then why is he a ben bris shiva? Like Kiddushin appoint Rebbe.
That's the Kiddush of the Rambam. The Kiddush of the Rambam is that that's called the Bricks of the Mitzvah. And that says about Erison also. What's the Bracha of Erison? The Bracha of Erison is not a, is a Bricks of the Mitzvah and the Chalos Erison. What's Chalos Erison? Besides the fact that plus the Chayim Mitzvah say, now she's a circle of the outlook here, Hekdish, meaning Inyan, Truma, Vichli. Okay. Therefore, says the Rav, if there's two aspects, the Mice and the Chalos, then we understand very well, of course. Why it's Achar Siyasa. Because the Maisa is really most emphasized when you're about to do the Maisa. Once you did the Maisa is gone. Maisim are fleeting, right? Performance art is fleeting. You have to say the Brahmi before it, because afterwards it's gone. But the whole point of the Halos is for the future. Now he can eat Truma and Korban Pesach, and whenever the Torah says, Oriel this and all that, he's a Nimal. And then it's an obvious answer, right? This creates a new answer to
Rebbe. Are we saying then that the Rambam is cholik on Rebbe Nitam? Rebbe Nitam holds that a chalos is a brichas hasheva, and the Rambam says a brichas hamitzvah. Are we getting that far?
That is, you know, the Rebbe Nitam. I don't know if he says anything about a chalos yet. But that's what the Rav is saying. Yes, the Rav is saying it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, but it's a Birkas HaMitzvah on a Chalos, not a Birkas HaMitzvah on a, if you meaning, it's not a Birkas HaShevach in general on the general idea of Bris Mila. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah on this particular Bris that I did. So why do you say it afterwards? Because it's that this particular kid is now a Nemo, besides the fact that I did a Maisa Mitzvah, and then it makes really a lot of sense. Why did the father say it? Why did he say it afterwards? Because the Maisa, the father, is most connected to the status of this kid in the future. As a matter of fact, perhaps even if this kid was not a new mold, the father wouldn't be the Karpa Pesa. My focus, I know.
Well, it's on this
correct. And according to this, Rav, this does have to be the father, right?
And the Rambam would have to say that the future Rambam does not have to be afterwards, or the
Rambam. Say that what?
You say this in the Rambam too, or
no? I don't think you can say this in the Rambam because the Rambam says only the father. I think it's, I don't think I'm wrong saying this in the Rambam. I don't think the Rav necessarily saying it in the Rambam, if I understand correctly. And maybe I wasn't medayik enough, but I don't know if he was saying it after the Rambam. He was saying it in. He wanted to say in the Rabbein Ta. Well. Yeah, he wants to say the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean a Birkas Shevach, Rabbeinu Tam. So let's say the Rabbeinu Tam. What he really meant was a new type of Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaMitzvah on the Chalos.
Okay, based on this idea that
we're
saying there's Chalos and Birkas, it's not just, you can say that it's not just a DNA, but it's a being a Birkas of Abba Rabbeinu of going on the time that that's part of Chalos, and that's specifically why
okay. Correct me. The Rav is doing much more brisker. I think you can also say, and this is Shmuel Goldberg on the Shmuel Goldberg, are you in the shiur today? No. Okay. His father suggested this to me once. That really, why are there, as opposed to, I hinted at this before, and maybe this is not for the Rambam. But is there any reason you could think of why Bris Milah would have a double mitzvah inside it more than any other mitzvah in the Taryag?
With all the other
mitzvahs. Okay, true. Ah, interestingly, why do we do a Bris Milah? Now, there's a famous Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos in Chulin, in Perkei Avot, who says, we only do Bris Milah because Hashem told Moshe to do it, not because of Hashem's bris with Avram Avinu. But that's a big chiddush, right? That's a chiddush of the Rambam. Okay, that's a philosophical chiddush of the Rambam. For the Rambam, it's very important that we only do things because of what Moshe said and not because of what Avram Avinu said, because Avram Avinu is not the greatest Navi, and Moshe Avinu is the greatest Navi, and therefore, if we listen to what Avram Avinu said, he could be wrong, and Muhammad could come and say that he's smarter than Avram Avinu, but no one could come and say he's smarter than Moshe Avinu. Okay, all kinds of philosophical things there. But the simple shot is, why did you do Bris Milah? Because Hashem commanded Avram Avinu, and because Hashem commanded Moshe in the Torah. I mean, obviously the Rambam's right, the Pirush Mishnayos. We do things because Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, because if it's not for Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, then it's just a family tradition, it's just a Masorah. It's not Mukhrach that it's from Hashem. But nonetheless, we have a Masorah from Avram Avinu. Maybe there's two aspects to Bris Milah. Maybe why do we make two brachos? And then it's Bedoyek. Asher Kishon Tzvot Zivon Allah Milah by Yom HaShmini Yimol Basar Eloso. And Asher Kishon Tzvot Zivon Allah Niso Bris Flach Ravino. Hashem made a bris with Avram Avinu. Maybe there's really two aspects even without two people. Right? There's two aspects to the mitzvah. And again, many mitzvahs have a lot of aspects to them. But over here, that's why I want to go back to Avraham Avinu, because every mitzvah in the Torah you'll find, right? The Torah is unlimited layers of depth. It shouldn't put on the Torah. And every mitzvah in the Torah, if you're ma'amik enough, you'll find many, many aspects to it, right? Just look in the Mefarshim of Tamei Mitzvahs, and you'll find each sheet of every mitzvah, so you have eight aspects. No, but over here, you really have two different historical makoros, right? There is the, one second, the mitzvah Lemoshe, and the mitzvah to Avraham Avinu. And give me a second, if you think about what's going on there, what's interesting is what it say in the mitzvah of that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Was also given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The direct commandment to Moshe Rabbeinu is Vayom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar Eloso. That might be more about removing the Arla, right? After all, without getting to all the Bris Milah Lamedus, the Arla is most to Hashem, right? There's something improper with the Orla to Hashem. The Orla is most in the eyes of Hashem. The proper tikkun of a human being is to not have an Orla. So why does Hashem create a human being in a bad way if there's really a better way to do it? Okay, Turnus Rufus already asked Rabbi Akiva this question. And Rabbi Akiva gave him a very, very good answer. That he wanted us to have this chus of perfecting ourselves. That would be true even if it wasn't a bris. But also, it's a way of showing, it's a way of feeling into ourselves that we are members of this bris. It's like, you know, again, Mahabdil Elif Alfei Avdolos, right? The people in the secret society, remember George Bush? Only people on the screen remember George Bush. Right, the secret tattoo from a secret society in Yale, etc., right? That when you're really part of something bigger than yourself, you put a sign in your own body of what you're shaykh to. That makes you shaykh to something forever. That's a commitment. So it's really two things. A, even if there is no bris with Hashem, it would be good to remove the Orla and perfect ourselves and be shalei with the bris milah. B, even if there's nothing wrong with the Orla, it would be good to have a bris with Hashem. And again, the reason I'm bringing Moshe and Avraham Avinu is because every mitzvah you'll find two good things about when you philosophize. But here I want to anchor it in something more concrete. So it could be that there's also two aspects. Maybe you would say there is Hasaras Ha'arla V'tikon Hagavra, and then there is the Krisas Bris, and that is Al Hamila, which is Moshe Rabbeinu said by Yom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar Eloso. And I don't mean they're coincidence. Obviously they're connected. But they're connected, and Lach Nisof Rishol Aramino. So maybe there are two aspects to this Bris, even besides. And this, Agav, to say there are two aspects to the bris, I think might explain the interesting sheet. I'll bring a right for the interesting sheet of the Itter, right? You knew where I was going to the Itter now. What are the Shach quotes an interesting machlokas? This depends on a lot of lumbus we don't have time for now, but no epshon mahol. If a baby is born mahol, that's a very, very difficult sukkah. In It makes it look a lot easier than you think. It's in Rish Samach Gimel and Rish Samach Hey. You look at the Aruch Shulchan there, he says, oh my head's... I'm getting a headache, and I think about it so complicated because the Gemara goes back and forth as to whether a baby's born Shumahul. Does he need something? Does he not need something? If he does need something, is it because there's an Orla Kavusha? There's an Orla hidden in there? Or is it just the Halos? You know, is it physical? Is it metaphysical / halachic, etc.? Without getting into the Sunya, it could be that it's a suffix whether or not you need a Tafas Dam Bris with Nolik Shumahul. It's also not the only Gemara. A Tafas Dam Bris means take a pinprick like we do nowadays, or like cut off a little virtual Orla. All very unclear. But halacha lemaisa, we do hatos dam bris without a bracha. Why do we do without a bracha? It could be because there's some suffix, but davar not clear. Okay, the Shach quotes on the Makoros sheet here in some Reish Samach Hey, do we say lachnisa on a tafas dam bris of a nolad mahul? Even nowadays it can happen. Kids can be nolad mahul. It's rare, but it happens. I don't know if you call it a birth defect, a birth anti-defect, whatever the birth enhancement. But as Rabbi Akiva said to Jonas Rufus, it's complicated. Okay, so Rabosai says the Shach, he quotes from many Mishonos and Mechaber, you don't say a bracha at all, which makes a lot of sense. If we're dealing with a suffix in the first place, then suffix, bracha, lahakel. I mean, the simple shot is that don't make a bracha at all because we're not sure if there's anything to do, if this dam bris has any significance at all. Something suffix, don't make a bracha. But he calls it ala itter, then you don't say ala mila, but you just say lachnisa. You don't say alamila, but you do say lachniso. That's very fascinating that you don't say alamila, but you do say lachniso. If it's mitam suffik, then mehechi tesi not to say alamila, to say lachniso. And I think that's the other day of the chain. The other day is saying, we're not getting to lumbus. This is just a suffik, whether you're doing anything of significance or you're doing empty, insignificant actions. Therefore, don't say any brachmi suffik. The editor apparently thinks you say, you don't say alamila, but you just say lachniso. I mean, not apparently. What's shot in the editor? So I thought it could be in the iter that if you want to understand that, that the reason the two brachos, because there's two aspects to the mitzvah, there is the hasaras ha'orla and tikkun ha'gavra, and then there's the krisas bris. Then here there's hasaras ha'orla, no tikkun gavra. So why do you have a little blood? You have a little blood, because you need blood to be coarse bris. Bris has to be serious. Bris has to be in blood, right? Like Daniel Webster and the devil. A bris has to be in blood. So it could be that we're very medoic in the iter. I'm not saying it's the only way to explain the iter, but this would be very medoic in the iter. Nicha shitas ha-iter the inyan nolad mahul. Right? In the Nolad Mahal, you still have to bring into a bris of Hashem. He still needs to enter the bris. No one's born in a bris. You need to bring him into the bris. However, he doesn't need a mila. Can you separate a mila from the bris? Isn't it like all or nothing? So there's no, maybe it's Sfei Dinam. It's not all or nothing. Maybe in rare cases, you can separate it. I don't know if it's pashut. I don't know if it's pashut, but it makes sense. You know. Okay. Now let me just. I have 2 minutes. We're not going to get to number two on the Makoros sheet, which I was a little skeptical about anyway.
Can I ask something?
One second. Let me just say something else before we ask something. Let's go to the Birka Sheruch Vodah. Why do you need a Birka Sheruch Vodah here? And don't say because a bris is a wonderful thing. Because then we always say we have another bracha. About the Jewish history, Kiddushin did be beten. But folks have shown who did be beten, but that's not important right now. Back to Avram. Either way, it's going back to Avram. Either Avram or Yitzhak did. Right, going back to Avram, from now on, Hashem always saves the Jewish people or his special people because he has a bris with us. So one, don't say, because a bris is such a big deal to have a covenant with Hashem, that much more so than just putting up a mezuzah, because we already have one. So, why do you need a second Birkas Hashevach? Why do you need a second Birkas Hashevach? So here, Rabbi Tam already gave us a very technical answer. Why do you need extra members of Shabbat, which you wouldn't think you need? What did Rabbi Tam say? What? To show that it's L'shem Shemayim and L'shem Orna L'shem Shemayim. Just, it's not really that we need to give extra Shabbat to Hashem. They were attacking a Birkas HaShevach. I mean, it never hurts to give an extra Shevach to Hashem, right? It never hurts to give. I mean, why is this? It's not a Shevach on the bris. It's a Shevach on the mitzvah of circumcision. Why do we need an extra Shevach on the mitzvah of circumcision? After all, we don't give a Shevach on every mitzvah. I mean, if it's not a Shevach on the fact we have a covenant with Hashem. No, it's a Shevach on the fact we have a mitzvah of circumcision. So we don't make a Sprach of Shevach. So, says Rabbi Tam, he gives a technical reason. Technical reason. Legalos she'ose l'shem Hashem. Okay. Hashem Hashem Sosa Zivano al Hamila. That is a meaning. You just said, Hashem Shem Zosavon Al Hamila. Obviously, I'm doing the Mila because Hashem is a Mitzav of me. That's not Morna. That's not a Bodhisattva. That's not her reason, right? It's because of the Tzivay of Hashem. So why do you need another one to show you're doing the Shema? That is a great question.
Social work for that. So you're pretending to be from, but like really you're not.
Yeah, okay. It's a great question. I think the answer is I'm not sure. I mean, why is the first one good enough? The only thing I could think of is that either A, maybe you want to show the father's kavana, not only the mole's kavana, that the father's doing it for the right reason, not the mole's doing it for the right reason, although then you have the after the Rambam, et cetera, which doesn't sound like for him, right? I mean, why is it such a chashash in the first place? Do we really think so many people are coming with the Erlo L'shem Morna? Right? It's a funny thing. Bechlal, unless the answer is that it's so much more important to emphasize L'shma of Bris Milah than everything else, because Bris Milah is the bris between us and Hashem, to every other mitzvah, you know, Mitok Shalom L'shma, Bal L'shma, etc., etc. But because the Bris Milah is the bris between us and Hashem, therefore it's more important to emphasize that we're doing it for the right reason, therefore we need extra bracha. That's a good question.
Why don't we say that it's a bracha sheva fahoda that Hashem made us Jews and he allowed us to do this mitzvah, l'shem Hashem?
That should be true of every mitzvah. That should be true of mezuzah also. I want to tell you an Avudraham. The Avudraham, he brings up really different shatim. He just collects different shatim. One of the things he says in the Avudraham, you could look it up, he says, an interesting one, Yesh Omrim, She'enal Kashar Birchah Shev Mivarchan Lassam, it's all Birchah Shev Goda. He finds Birchah Shev Goda. Why? She'av Modal Hashem Shezikahu Leben Ulech Nisa Vishal Avim Avinu. After all, why do we need more Shev Goda than everything else? Because I got a kid. Right? That's a bigger Shevach Vodah than most things. So the Rebbe Tam never says this. Watch, he said, oh, we're having schos of mitzvah mila. No, Zikor Leben. I have a kid. That's taka, tremendous Shevach. Meaning, it's very nice if it was like a house, but a kid is better than a house. Right? So it could be, says the Avudraham, he says very explicitly, he says Rebbe Shevach, right? Shezikahu Leben Ulehach Niso. After all, you need an extra Shevach here. Because it's not just that we have a wonderful mitzvah because we're Jews. Oh, we have a beautiful mitzvah, we're Jews, etc. No. That I have a kid, and now I can bring the kid up in the covenant of Avraham Avinu. Okay, I just want to end with one point for the Joseph and parents, which the Avudraham also brings a different day. He brings different days. It's not a stira. And the Levush also brings, and then we'll end. Says the Joseph and parents, he has in his other day, meaning nothing to do with time, he has a brilliant vart. He says, what does it mean a new pshat? Is a birkas hamitzvah, but not on the bris. What does he say? L'achniso the briso shalav ravina. What's the gematria of bris?
Six twelve.
Oh, I already did bris mila. How many other mitzvahs do I have to help my son do? Another 612. Meaning, it's not a birkas hamitzvah on why the bris mila. What is it? It's a birkas hamitzvah on the fact now I have to bring up my kid Jewish. Now that I gave him the bris mila, put on the bris. Now I have to live up to it. Now I have to put my money where my mouth is. Now I have to start teaching him the other 612 mitzvahs. Okay, and then it's very Medoyik. And what does everyone say back to him? Kishem Shenechelas Lebris, Kin Kaz Torah Chop Meisim Tobin. That's exactly it. Torah Chopah, all the Meisim Tobin. Good bricks on mitzvah on the mitzvahs Haben Al Ha'av. Meaning, all the mitzvahs the father has to do, he has to teach him Torah, he has to marry him off, l'chuppah, right? He has to teach him Torah, he has to mechanic to do mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim, right? And then it's meduah, then it makes a lot of sense why the timing is achra mila. Because after mila, now, right, I'm chayav in the next stage. First is bris mila, and now I'm chayav in everything else. It's not on what I already did. Dafke, it can't be what I did. If I said before the bris mila, said bris mila, now it's good enough. Now I can go relax. I can go on vacation to the Caribbean. I'm done. No. Now the work just starts. You thought the hard work is having a baby. No. Just start me out. And then already I understand the lip. Same thing, right? Nicha de asid hu lekayim mitzvos elu. And this is the big diuk. This is the Tosfos made of parents and others. The Vidraham brings it as one day. The Ozerur brings it as a day. It's brought in all the Rishonim as one of the as one of the deus huva. If you look in the Ozerur and in the Avudraham and in the Lavosh that we quoted, that's a third shot. It's really on what's going on now. Now the meal is finished. Now look, is Kishem Shenichnas Bechuli. It's not just nice bracha. That's exactly the point. He's saying, now you command me to bris mila. Done. Check. Now you command me to all the teaching and the other 6 12 mitzvahs, or even if you'll do the gematria. The bris mila means to keep the Torah and to go all the ways of Hashem, etc., etc. Now I'm ready to do them. That's what everyone says back to you. Amir Hashem, you should succeed in doing what you just made a bris mitzvah on doing. I think that's a very, very beautiful third option. Okay, so we've seen the three basic mahalchim. Together with all the subdrachim of understanding the grif of Lachniso, what we'll tackle next time, hopefully you got a head start already, is the question in general, grif of mitzvahs, do you say le, do you say al, what's the significance of that? Amir Tzushan will continue with next time. Okay, if anyone has questions, please, now's your chance to ask.
Is the Udraham kind of taking in, like, the Rambam Sarah, that, like, the bracha is, like, specifically on the fact that the father has a more unique view than other people?
The truth is that he would also say it's only for the father, right? Only the father has a bed.
Right.
And there's also in the parish also say it's only the father. Only the father is the spiyufim. Meaning, in terms of the nafkaminas, he should go to this nafkamina, and he should also go to this nafkamina. But not for the Rambam's reason. You can't say that's time to the Rambam, because the Rambam says the reason of the father is because he's mitzvah and bris mila more than everyone else. Not because he's been some of the other things, or because he's happier and has more to thank Hashem for. But you're right, you would end up in the same place as that first half coming to the Rambam.
It's the small Rashi says that. Abram didn't even have
Rashi says he didn't need Kriya, but he still had an Orla. Yeah, he's still had an Orla. Now, if you want, you can go into a lot of lumpness of what Kriya is, etc., etc. But okay, that's not for now. And I thought about it. It didn't make something obvious out of that. Okay, sorry, whoever else wants to ask a question, now's your chance. Yes? Can you say in the Rambam that I was thinking that I had a hot need of that, and it's possible I was just not, I wasn't sure I was willing to go there, because if you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of the Rambam, he says, you know what, maybe. Because if you think about it, what does he say? The Bezdin also in Aleph Aleph. Bezdin Soben Lomel Osobeno Evet Velo Yemichu Arel Be Yisrael. That's very different from Lomel as Avadav, etc. From the, and it's the father, that is the Bris of Avram Avinu. Even though in the Drushes, they darshan the Chiyam, they darshan the Chiyam of the Tzibur, also the Tzibur. So it's not what they're eating the drushes. Okay, but if you're willing to take that as a lav dafka, then I think you could say it. Yeah, I was a little hesitant just because not with doing the drushas, but maybe I shouldn't be so medayik. Maybe you're right.
And maybe in the close of the Shabbos, is it a little more clear that it's possible to break the mitzvah in that close of us?
Yeah, in that Tosfos in Shabbos, where you know they say, really, I think absolutely right, because what are the Tosfos Shabbos says? He says that, that it really is within the normal rules of Birkas Hamitzvah, and Havarach is also a mitzvah. That could be a technical point. Yes, I agree 100%. I agree 100%. That's what I meant to imply. I agree. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yes.
I have a question on the Rav. It's not clear to me why he reinterprets Rabbeinu Tam as both cases are a Birchas HaMitzvah. But Rabbeinu Tam himself says it's a Birchas HaShevach. And the basis for the Rav seems to be simply the Nusach of the Bracha. In other words, it seems to be, you know, based only on the Nusach of the Bracha, he completely reinterprets Rabbeinu Tam as these are both Birchos HaMitzvah rather than Birchos HaShevach, which Rabbeinu Tam says explicitly.
Yeah, it's a little funny, because if you take Rabbeinu Tam, where he says the Lashon of, not on this meal you're doing now, but a meal in general, that's not sound like the Rav. The Rav thinks on this Chalos right now, just not on the Mice right now, on the Chalos right now. So it's sometimes hard for me to tell why the Rav thought Rabbeinu Tam says something. Sometimes I must admit, it's not clear if the Rav thought Rabbeinu Tam meant it because he was convinced that's what Rabbeinu Tam was trying to say, or because this is what the Rav thinks you should say.
Right.
I sort of suspect this is the latter.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.